Hello, Awe Islanders. Today, we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or a special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a male or female narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Make sure you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with 3 deep dragon breaths. Set your listening buddy to your side and breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, you feel connected and loved. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation, and imagine you are a gentle, flexible willow tree. Imagine your feet are the roots of the willow tree. Feel your roots stretch through the grass and into the loving earth. The warm soil hugs you as your roots reach deeper and deeper. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Your roots hug the surrounding soil, and you feel safe and secure in the earth's embrace. Imagine your legs, tummy, and neck are the trunk of the willow tree. Warm energy flows up from the earth into your roots. Feel the loving energy flow up into your trunk. Warmth, love, and contentment flow up through your ankles. You feel safe and secure as the loving energy flows up your legs and into your tummy. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Your willow trunk is full of love, and you are healthy and strong. Feel the earth's loving energy flow to your heart. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body, imagine your arms and head are soft and flexible willow branches. Your arms soften and relax at your sides. Feel them swing softly with the warm breeze back and forth, back and forth. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. The earth sends its love and energy up through your trunk, and the energy overflows into your branches. Feel warmth, love, and strength fill you from your head to toe. Let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your belly in and out. As you breathe, more energy flows through you. The earth empowers you with its love. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath, in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the world, thankful for the peace and health the earth provides. The earth will share your love with others who need it. Now, let your imaginary willow tree float away from you. The loving energy from the earth continues to flow through your body. Keep your eyes closed as your feet, legs, back, tummy, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, and head soften. Completely relaxed. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Whenever you need flexibility and strength, imagine the willow tree and enjoy the love of the earth. Okay, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is
Pal Rides Again. It started out as an ordinary day. Pal, the little puppy, darted in between and around the boy and girl's feet as they rushed around the kitchen. With a see you later, the boy and girl left for school. Now Pal just had to make it through the boring morning. The little puppy settled into his bed with a chewy toy and worked on that for a while. He hopped up and had a snack around lunchtime. And then the little puppy heard a rumble outside. With paws on the window ledge, Pal peered out. It was the city bus. Pal barked a happy woof as the bus rolled by. His tail wagged. Back and forth, back and forth. Pal's bus was next. The little puppy climbed out through the dog door and ran over to wait at the bus stop. He had been riding the bus every day since the first day of school. As people arrived to wait for the next bus, they patted Pal on the head and said, "Good afternoon, Pal. How are you today?" The energetic little puppy's tail wagged nonstop. Then, Pal froze in place and listened. He heard a rumble in the distance. The bus was on its way. Pal zipped around all the people and they said, "Pal's telling us it's time to line up." So everyone lined up, ready for the bus. Pal took his place at the back of the line. The bus stopped, and the people climbed the steps. As Pal placed his paw on the first step, the driver said, "Shoo! Shoo!" frowning at the little puppy. Pal felt a little confused. After all, he always rode the bus. The little puppy sniffed the air to see what was different. He smelled a different smell and heard the people say, "It's okay. He always rides the bus. Pal gets off at the school. You'll see." Pal looked at the driver and realized that the driver was different today. The substitute driver shrugged his shoulders and said, "Okay, but if he's still on the bus after the school, one of you is taking him with. I can't have a dog on my bus all day." And with that, Pal took his spot in the first seat. The little puppy settled in and looked out the window, his tail wagging and wagging. As they drove by the forest, the dragon peeked out and laughed at the sight of the happy puppy looking out the window. Pal barked a friendly woof back to the dragon and wagged his tail even more. The puzzled passengers looked out at the forest to see what the little puppy was barking about. "I don't see anything. Do you?" they said to each other. No one saw the dragon but Pal. As each person left the bus, they patted the puppy on the head and said, "Good boy." Pal sniffed the air at each stop. The smells on the route were familiar now after taking this trip so many times. The little puppy knew that the school was just a couple of stops away. When the doors of the bus opened at the school stop, the substitute driver watched Pal closely. And sure enough, the puppy hopped down off of his seat and headed out the door. The passengers said, "Bye, Pal," as he left. pal sat patiently by the school fence for a while. Then he laid down. The grass smelled so good. The puppy rolled over onto his back and enjoyed the smells. Finally, the bell rang, and kids began to pour out of the building. Pal jumped up and ran over to the opening in the gate. The boy and girl saw him and headed over to the puppy. Pal's tail wagged faster and faster the closer the kids got, until it wagged so fiercely that his bottom wiggled. "Hi, Pal," they said. "Did you have a good ride today?" The boy, the girl, and the puppy began their walk home, with Pal running from one side to the other. As they waited to cross a street, the bus slowly passed them. The grouchy substitute bus driver was surprised to see the puppy at first. Then he smiled at the sight of the puppy walking the boy and girl home. He was glad that he had helped the puppy get to the school, even if it wasn't the regular way of doing things. Everyone on the bus waved to the puppy, and Pal barked his hello as they passed. As they reached their house, Pal climbed through the door just ahead of the boy and girl. When he reached his bed, Pal stretched and opened his mouth wide in a great yawn. Now, he was ready for his afternoon nap. Pal was thankful the substitute bus driver had let him ride the bus. The little puppy was happy the other people had reassured the driver that it was okay to let him ride. Most of all, Pal was grateful to be back home with the people he loved most. The little puppy hugged himself tight and then relaxed, wishing everyone happiness and peace. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, the little puppy rolled onto his back. Pal took another dragon breath. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. The little puppy's mind quieted, and he drifted off to sleep. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.